Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, you may have noticed during the Super Bowl, if you watched it, in between star-studded advertisements and a whole lot of football, this year's Super Bowl watchers were being taken, as it was described by many online, as going to church. He Gets Us, a campaign to promote Jesus and Christianity, is running two ads during the game as part of a staggering $100 million media investment. To me, the spots will be nothing new. He Gets Us content has been peppering TV screens, billboards, and social media feeds since a national launch in 2022. The campaign is arresting, portraying the pivotal figure of Christianity as an immigrant, a refugee, a radical, an activist for women's rights, and a bulwark against racial injustice and political corruption. The He Gets Us website features content about of-the-moment topics like artificial intelligence and social justice. Whatever you are facing, Jesus faced it too, the campaign claims. It's getting noticed. One of the campaign's videos titled The Rebel has netted 122 million views on YouTube in 11 months. Google searches for He Gets Us have spiked since the beginning of the year. The campaign is a natural fit with the NFL, they say, whose games have long contained symbols of religion. Players often pray on the field and point to heaven after touchdowns. But certain details about the He Gets Us ads have set off alarm bells among young people and those skeptical of religion. Two groups the campaign is specifically trying to attract, as many young people have turned against faith, religion, God, etc. Now, some of the campaign's major donors and its holding company have ties to the conservative political aspects and, quote, far-right ideology, CNN says, that appear at odds with the campaign's inclusive messaging. The campaign has connections to anti-LGBT and anti-abortion laws. Well, read the Bible and you'll understand why, would be my response. The chain of influence behind He Gets Us can be followed through public records and information on the campaign's own site. The campaign is a subsidiary of the Servant Foundation, also known as Signatory. According to research compiled, a left-leaning news outlet says that Servant Foundation has donated tens of millions of dollars to the Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a conservative Christian legal group. ADF, which, by the way, does amazing work, has been involved in a lot of significant court cases. They've been involved in several legislative pushes to curtail LGBTQ rights, CNN says, and squash non-discrimination legislation in the Supreme Court. Now, while donors who support He Gets Us can choose to remain anonymous, Hobby Lobby co-founder David Green claims to be a big contributor to the campaign's multi-million dollar campaign budget. Hobby Lobby has famously been at the center of several legal controversies, including the support of anti-LGBTQ legislation. I love how it's anti-LGBTQ is how the media, you know, phrases it. Instead of them just saying the truth, which is they support traditional marriage legislation. They go on to write, in a successful years-long legal fight that eventually led the Supreme Court allowing companies to deny medical coverage for contraception on the basis of religious beliefs. Again, you got to, you know, make sure Hobby Lobby looks bad if you're CNN. Green discussed his involvement with the campaign in the Super Bowl ad spot during a November interview with conservative talk show host Glenn Beck. He said, quote, "We are wanting to say we being a lot of different people, that he gets us," Green said, referring to Jesus. "Jesus understands us. He loves who we hate. I think we have to let the public know and create a movement. He Gets Us does not list donors on its website. Funding for He Gets Us comes from a diverse group of individuals and entities with a common goal of sharing Jesus' story authentically. The site's funding information page reads, "Most of the people driving He Gets Us include our donors. Including our donors, choose to remain anonymous because the story isn't about them and they don't want the credit." Jason Vandergrund, spokesman for He Gets Us and president of a creative marketing firm, Haven, said to CNN that the Servant Foundation uses a fund which unites donors to provide pooled support for organizations while ensuring the organizations can operate without donors impacting specific messages. Funding for the campaign comes from a diverse group of individuals and entities with a common goal of sharing Jesus and Jesus' story authentically. CNN, again, on the attack at such a ad campaign, said the campaign is tied to evangelical churches. By the way, yay. "Be assured we're not left or right or a political organization of any kind." The He Gets Us site reads, "We're also not affiliated with any particular church or denomination." See, this is the thing, and the reason why I wanted to read you this story, because I do think it's so important that people really understand this. Notice how they're now attacking, right, conservatives. They're attacking churches. They're attacking donors. And they're now saying that if you are an evangelical Christian, that you're obviously some sort of horrific right-wing person. If you stand up for traditional marriage, you're actually technically anti-LGBTQIA, and therefore you're the worst person in the world. That's what they're saying. If you believe in basic values now, and you're not accepting of others and what they want to force you to believe, then you're also the worst person in the world. You have to understand this is now what we are up against. This is who we are. This is what we are. This is what we have become as a country. We have a group of individuals that hate faith. They hate God. They hate religion. They hate that the Bible actually sets out a basic list of right and wrongs. They hate the fact that we live in a nation where there are people that go to church and believe there's a higher being. They hate that we are now in a scenario with an ad campaign during the Super Bowl that is telling people that if you're struggling in life with depression, anxiety, if you're struggling with a list of different things that real people actually are dealing with, that there may be answers within the Bible, that there may be something that's bigger than you. This is how much the left, which is really has a hardcore anti-God aspect now of their politics, it is how far they're willing to go. If you're a Christian, if you're a conservative and you give money, they want to dox you. Doxing is where they say, look at this person, look at their company, don't shop there, don't do business with them. Or if they work for somebody else, they should be fired for this, right? So you go out there and you tell people during the Super Bowl, hey, there's a God, and if you are struggling, maybe you should look at this. They want you to be destroyed forever. And that's exactly why CNN has written this article the way that they are writing this article. This is why they've decided this is the way they want this article to be written. This is why they are saying it this way, is because they do not believe that you have the right to believe in a higher being. And if you do, they want people to think that you are a bigot, racist, homophobe, xenophobe, everything else they can call you. In other words, you go to church and you're an evangelical and you're a bigot. You're a racist. You're a fundamentalist or a KKK member. That's the message CNN is saying in this article. All because two ads were bought at the Super Bowl giving people hope. And anyone that gives money to them, they want to own you. They want you out. They want to out you, and then they want to hurt you and your family and your business. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Well, CNN's making one hell of a big deal out of it, telling you why this is evil, why these ads are bad. And this is also the part that I do love about the bigotry of the media. The campaign, quote, is tied to evangelical churches. Be assured, we're not left or right or a political organization of any kind. The He Gets Us site reads, we're also not affiliated with any particular church or denomination. While He Gets Us says it's not intended to be connected to any particular Christian ideology, it has theological ties to evangelical practices as well as financial ones, CNN goes on to write. In general, Christian evangelism is closely tied to conservatism and is an extremely influential force in American politics. All right, so let's just be clear. Now you should hate these ads that ran in this campaign because it's closely tied to conservative politics. All right. I really don't know what else to say about the bigotry of the left and the media than just to read these words to you. It is so perfectly encompassing of where we are in society today. Is there any other ads that were in the Super Bowl or anything else that happened in the Super Bowl that is written about this extensively by CNN? The answer is no. They're now attacking conservatives, Christians, evangelicals for having an ad up there that says He Gets Us, trying to help people that are struggling in a godless world. On the He Gets Us outreach site, which is meant for churches and marketers who wish to interact with the campaign, the organization outlines its beliefs. He Gets Us has chosen to not have our own separate statement of beliefs. Each participating church ministry will typically have its own language. Meanwhile, we generally recognize the Lausanne Covenant as reflective of the spirit and intent of this movement and churches that partner with explorers. From He Gets Us, affirm this covenant. This information does not appear to be listed anywhere on the main He Gets Us site intended for the public. The 1974 covenant is an important unifying document in evangelical Christian churches. While the movement itself was started by the prominent evangelical leader Billy Graham, so apparently now Billy Graham's a horrible person, documents and decisions that have come out of the movement summons have decried the ideology of disordered sexuality. and focus heavily on the impact of the devil and sin on national cultures. I don't understand what's wrong with that. Have you ever read the Bible? It's pretty clear. The influence of Graham, a founder of modern American evangelism, is also evident in speakers and partners from He Gets Us. Some of them are affiliated with groups bearing Graham's name, including the Billy Graham Center at Wheaton College, a liberal arts institution in Illinois. The Wheaton College has a deep history of abolitionism and racial justice. Campus Pride also ranked it as one of the worst campuses for LGBTQ youth. Okay, well, why? It's a hardcore Christian college that teaches the Bible and isn't afraid to offend people and their sins. So, of course, Wheaton College would rank as one of the worst campuses for LGBTQ youth because they're not going to give you a kumbaya warm hug when you're living in something that is clearly a sin based on what their beliefs are. Students are required to sign a community covenant stating Christianity condemns sexual immorality. So that also means straight sex. That also includes homosexuality and adultery. What's wrong with that? It's a Christian college. CNN investigative team asked Vandergrund, the representative for He Gets Us, if the campaign supports and affirms LGBTQ Christians. The debate over LGBTQ plus issues is a great example of how the real Jesus too often gets lost, overlooked, or distorted in debates over political and social issues. He said, our focus is on helping people see and consider Jesus as he is shown in the Bible. He gets us and he loves us. And that includes people on all sides of these issues. By the way, brilliant wording from He Gets Us to not walk into the scumbaggery booby traps of the media. Some critics, right, big headline here, say the campaign is not authentic. The minds behind It Gets Us say the campaign message is intended to appeal to younger people and those who may see Christians as toxic and divisive. So there you go. So we are toxic and divisive if you believe in God. Right? The critics of a campaign of two ads that are not offensive in the Super Bowl are now attacking all Christians, saying that we're all evil, terrible people. That's what they just said. Make no mistake about it. That's what they just said. And this is the bigotry, again, coming from CNN. This is how evil CNN is. And the members of the media, this is what they want to do to anybody that believes in a higher being, believes in something that's higher than themselves. This is it. You have to understand now, they've decided what religion can and can't say to be accepting of them. If you believe in a basic set of standards and rules, or you believe in a higher being, and you believe that there are actual rights and wrongs, that they'll destroy you, folks. Like, they'll come after you and they will flat out destroy you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some critics, quote, say the campaign is not authentic, saying the mind behind the He Gets Us says the campaign message is intended to appeal to younger people and those who may see Christianity as toxic and divisive. A lot of times when people look at Christianity, unfortunately, they see it as much more hypocritical, judgmental, discriminatory, is what Vandergrund told CNN's Tom Foreman. We're trying to unify the American people around the confounding love and forgiveness of Jesus. By design, our media message focuses on his humanity, since we've learned these resonate with the widest possible audience. He gets his partner site reads, we also provide open opportunities to anyone willing to connect with our partners to learn more about Jesus. The word of the campaign has sparked enthusiasm among Christian groups and influencers online, but other Christians, including those in the growing deconstruction movement, who are reevaluating their relationship with religion, aren't buying it. The deconstruction movement. All right, well, let's deal with that in a moment. Dr. Kevin Young, a pastor and biblical scholar who discusses Christianity on social media, says the campaign won't do much to stop people's criticism of the church, saying this. Young people are digital natives who understand the difference between slick marketing and authenticity, he says. Mega churches, mega events, and mega spending on marketing is seen as money that could have been used funding community programs and advocacy for the oppressed, such as refugees, LGBTQ plus individuals, and abortion rights, and the poor. Well, why would a church spend money on abortion rights? It doesn't go against what we believe. So that's ridiculous, right? They want you to spend the money on advocacy. And this is Dr. Kevin Young, who's a pastor, is saying this. Instead, Young says he'd prefer to see action and accountability, saying, quote, young people want a church that will put shoe leather to their faith and do something for those in harm's way, those who the church itself has harmed. Oh, so a pastor's now saying that religion and believing in God is actually harmful. Sounds like a great pastor. Some, he gets us messaging, makes oblique references to cancel culture, which raises a red flag for some who see the term as highly political and a staple of conservative rhetoric. One message used the slogan, Jesus was canceled. It's true, by the way, he was. Literally, he was crucified. When it comes to crucifixion and cancel culture, I don't see much to compare, writes Josiah Daniels for Sojourner, a Christian publication. Furthermore, imagining Jesus as political is itself a political decision, and it is a decision that aligns with politically and financially powerful interests. Other Christians have criticized the campaign for a different reason altogether, for being too vague and apparently dehumanizing or de-emphasizing biblical teachings and Jesus's holiness. Conservative pundit Charlie Kirk took aim at the campaign, saying those involved have been taken for a ride by these woke tricksters. Vandergrund says the campaign is committed to being scripturally accurate, saying we believe it's more important now than ever for the real authentic Jesus to be represented in a public marketplace as he is in the Bible. Now, the ad campaign comes as Christian identity has waned in the U.S. in recent decades. According to a new data poll, about 63% of American adults identify as Christian in 2022, down from about 90% in the 1990s. That's a significant decline. Younger adults in particular are driving this downturn. Quote, Jesus didn't have an image problem, but Christians and their churches do, Young said. These campaigns end up being PR for the wrong problem. Young people are savvy. One of their primary issues with evangelicalism and the modern church in America is the amount of money spent on itself. The two Super Bowl ads alone are a hefty spend, with 30-second spots for the game running roughly a record high $7 million in 2023. Vandergrund told Christianity Today the campaign plans to invest $1 billion on spreading their message. It's exactly that investment and the people behind it that have led some Christians to wonder if He Gets Us will actually lead people to Jesus, and if it does, what path they will ultimately be encouraged to take. So now it's a conspiracy theory. I love how two ads in the Super Bowl have caused this much anger from the left, right? So recap this. This ad campaign is bigoted, racist, anti-LGBTQ, and too pro-actual God. This message is bigoted and racist and homophobic, and the list goes on and on. Why? Because, well, we've just said so. We've decided it, right? We've decided that it's bad, so therefore it must be bad. This ad spend is something that is terrible because you shouldn't be spending money on things like this. Again, their words. Even though the left has no problem with George Soros and others spending countless dollars. And the media giving multi-billion dollar ad campaigns to Democratic candidates and values all day long, every day for free. What I'll also say about this is one other thing. I don't know everybody involved. What I do know is looking at these ads, they're a hell of a lot better than some of the other ads that we've seen during the Super Bowl. And the fact that this is the most controversial ad of the Super Bowl, I think also tells you something else. How much people are angered by traditional values being discovered and talked about. Let's just compare this to the demonic performance at the Grammys by this non-binary devil that was worshipped by all of Hollywood. Some have described it as end-of-day vibes. Elon Musk actually slammed the demonic performance at the Grammys. But did anybody write this big article on the devil worship, the actual devil worship that went on during the Grammys? No. They didn't write an article about that. Now, was that good for America? Was it good for our kids to see that at the Grammys? I would say no, it was not. Is it sad that the Grammys were even allowed this to happen? I would also say yes. It is really sad. For me, it's incredibly sad that this is what's happening. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all that our country and the media right now would support, cherish, encourage, advocate, and give standing ovations to devil worship at the Grammys while two ads that deal with God being your friend for people that are in need and hurting are played at the Super Bowl. And the fact they want to go after every single person that's given money is also tells you a lot about these people. It's really sad. This is what we're now up against. These ads were, by the way, inclusive. They weren't mean-spirited. They weren't something that was just evil. Okay, let's be clear. They were ads that made sense. They were ads that were, I think, actually important. And they were ads that if you watch them for 30 seconds, if you were triggered by them, that's really your fault. That you were triggered by them. They won't stop, though.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You may not know this, but what I can tell you right now is the President of the United States of America is on top of it. What's he on top of? Dealing with any object flying in the air. We finally got a press briefing from the President of the United States of America on what all they've been shooting down. And what we've now found out, there's a good chance we may have been shooting down science projects from kids in bottle cap clubs. Quote, unquote, not a joke. We did shoot down a Chinese spy balloon after it had successfully maneuvered across the United States of America and successfully done exactly what it is that it was sent here to do. We could have shot it down a week earlier, but we didn't. We allowed for the reconnaissance mission to be finished before we shut it down. But then we've decided to overreact based on politics and basically shoot down anything, including what could be a high school kid's project or space junk. Biden also was angry After his press conference yesterday, he was asked a question about his family's Chinese business deals. Biden tells the press, "Give me a break," and stomps off when asked that basic question. Why is he so angry? You can decide for yourself. I'm going to play that for you in a moment. But before we get to that, I want you to hear what the president actually had to say about shooting down unidentified flying objects called UFOs or whatever they are that could just be kids' science projects. Listen carefully.
Last week, in the immediate aftermath of the incursion by China's high-altitude balloon, our military, through the North American Aerospace Defense Command, so-called NORAD, closely scrutinized our airspace, including enhancing our radar to pick up more slow-moving objects above our country, around the world. In doing so, they tracked three unidentified objects, one in Alaska, Canada, and over Lake Huron in the Midwest. They acted in accordance with established parameters for determining how to deal with unidentified aerial objects in U.S. airspace. At their recommendation, I gave the order to take down these three objects due to hazards to civilian commercial air traffic and because we could not rule out the surveillance risk of sensitive facilities. We acted in consultation with the Canadian government. I spoke personally with Prime Minister Trudeau and from Canada on Saturday. And just as critically, we acted out of an abundance of caution and an opportunity that allowed us to take down these objects safely. Our military and the Canadian military are seeking to recover the debris so we can learn more about these three objects. Our intelligence community is still assessing all three incidences. They're reporting to me daily and will continue their urgent efforts to do so, and I will communicate that to the Congress. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
Now, the question you should be asking yourself is, okay, let me get this straight, right? You guys are now sending up F-16s, F-22 Raptors, other planes to shoot down random things, and you can't tell us what they are before you shoot them down, but you're shooting them down anyway so you could get headlines that show that now you're being serious about shooting things down. Imagine what China is thinking right now and how much they're laughing. You allow our actual spy balloon that you know is a spy balloon that you know has is the size of school buses, is collecting data and hovering over our most sensitive nuclear sites and military bases, and you don't shoot that down. You let it successfully go across America. But now, all of a sudden, you're shooting down everything you can find that you can shoot down, including things that you don't even know what it is. And then you find out, oh, it might be science projects or actual weather balloons, and none of them have ties to China compared to what was happening last week when we knew it was China. Does that make any sense to any of you? It shouldn't, because it doesn't make sense to anybody, because it's completely illogical. But the president's letting you know they shot down some random stuff just in case. But the one that actually needed to be shot down, we didn't shoot down.
Instructed our intelligence community to take a broad look at the phenomenon of unidentified aerial objects. We know that a range of entities, including countries, companies, and research organizations, operate objects at altitudes for purposes that are not nefarious, including legitimate scientific research. I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars. And we have to keep adapting our approach to dealing with these challenges. That's why I've directed my team to come back to me with sharper rules for how we will deal with these unidentified objects moving forward, distinguishing between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not. But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
Okay, if that's true, Mr. President, then why did you not take down the one that flew over our country that was a security and safety risk? Why did you allow it to finish its mission, its stated goal of hovering and flying over our most secret sites? You didn't take it down until after the mission was completed for China. You understand now, this actually, I think, makes him look worse. Because you're realizing that he said, all right, we have an optics problem. Anything you can find right now, just shoot it down. If it's a kid's science project, we don't care. Shoot it down. Just shoot it down. And they did it. And they're like, yay! Spent millions of dollars shooting down balloons that are tied to science clubs. But the real one we should have shut down, no, that one was successful. Thank you for that, Mr. President. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. We will keep you updated on all this news as it continues to break. We are not going to stop. We're not going to back down. Write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people. That's the most helpful thing you can do to support us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.